If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Crazy. Hey, but that's how it goes.
I need to go to a happier place.
I feel romantic.
Get hot, Posey.
Just go to bed, darling.
All right, change the subject.
I'm Ozzy.
I'm Sharon.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Kelly.
That's the Osbournes here, folks.
Yeah, Osbourne podcast, and we're back after a 5-year hiatus.
Has it really been five years?
What have you been doing for 5 years?
What have I been doing for 5 years?
Making babies.
Yes, some.
Have you found out what causes that?
It's a very rare condition.
In the last 5 years. Your family's grown by two.
Yes, because, Minnie wasn't born when we did it.
Yeah.
So we've had two more babies, and then Kelly had a baby. Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves. The Osbournes podcast is back. It's going to be back more permanently now, and we're starting something called Osbourne Media House.
What does that mean, Osbourne Media House?
So what we're going to do is we're going to create a...
A channel.
Yeah, it's basically our own web channel where people can get all the content we own, which is the original Osbourne series, which hasn't been seen since it went off the air, and a bunch of other stuff that we've, mother and father have collected over the years, show-wise, and then everyone's podcast is going to be housed on there. Kelly, what is your podcast going to be about?
You like the way you asked. Kelly?
We're still in development, but it will be with my best friend, Daniel, who is absolutely hilarious. He's a very talented actor, and I also think he should be a musician because he can sing.
Okay.
But we will be talking about everything. I don't want anything to be off limits.
Can we maybe see a supergroup being formed with Kelly and Daniel? You could call it KD.
Maybe. That would be fun, actually.
KD.
Yeah, because Kelly and Daniel, KD. Kelly and Daniel are going to release an album together.
Does Daniel sing?
Daniel can sing, yes.
I think they should call it Kelly Pop.
K-pop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Special K-pop.
It's a bit old to be Kelly Pop.
Kelly's nickname.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing going. Putting my foot in my mouth as usual.
So you're going to talk about motherhood.
Okay, I will say that I know I'm going to annoy people talking about motherhood because it's like the best thing that has ever happened to me. And I'm obsessed with anything mom. I'm like one step away from a Karen haircut and a fucking minivan.
Don't knock the minivan.
I know you had one. And the thing I'm obsessed with in it is that it had a vacuum cleaner.
Yep. Chrysler Pacifica, if you're listening, please sponsor the show. Give us all minivans.
No, literally.
Have you still got your van?
I have my Sprinter van. I don't have my minivan.
What was the one I saw?
The Sprinter van.
Is it the one you have?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the one you got rid of?
It was a minivan, like a for kids.
Yeah,
like,
you know.
Did I see that?
I mean, he had it like 10 years ago.
Yeah,
oh, no. Probably was stoned or something.
It was like, that car was the shit, I will say. Mm. I remember going to Disneyland.
I mean, Mommy and I came back, she went to Vegas in one. It was great.
Yeah, you like that van life?
Yeah, we had the seats tipped back. We had the TV on.
I mean, me and Bill Ward, being in the 70s, did a major tours in a GMC Mobile. We had one of them things.
Yeah.
But the shape of that, but if that came out today, it still looked good, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, that's like a collectible in the van life circuit.
Is it?
Yeah, the GMC mobile home.
You need a VW van with like psychedelic painting on the outside.
Me and Bill Ward did countless hours on them.
Do I need that van? I don't know. We have an Airstream.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get serious.
Okay. And Mum, your podcast, what is yours going to be about?
Okay.
Shopping trip.
Oh, here we go. He's off. Your starter for 10. Go on. Okay. I want it to be, there was a show that I used to love to watch when I was a kid, and it was called That Was the Week That Was. And it used to go back for the week in news, from everything to pop culture to political to everything. Mm-hmm. And it would just recap the week in news, and that's what I want to do.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
Dad, what about you?
I want to do a show where I recap the recap, which...
That would actually be really funny.
Yeah.
Very layered.
I'd like to talk about something else rather than my fucked up body.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, like, I think you're...
I made the announcement earlier that I've done two. I sat down after that and I go, what now?
Yeah.
I don't do anything else. I'm not interested in anything else. Music is, to put it in one word, it's been my life.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to do anything else but be Ozzy Osbourne. I've made a lot of records, you know. They've all been successes.
We have yourself a new Grammy winner right there. You got
best
rock album of the year.
Two of us.
You got two this year. So that's, still got it in you.
Yeah, but it's like.
Is that encouraging for you when you win best rock album?
It is, but at the same time, it pisses me off because I know that's as far as I can go with it for now. I mean, I got the award, but I couldn't do a gig right now. I'm working towards it. I've been having vocal. I had this girl coming around doing my vocal course.
I'll do it, I tell you. Yeah, Ozzy's been having his singing vocal. Lessons. Yeah, his singing lessons again, and it's exercising his voice, keeping his voice where it should be, and it's working great.
I
think you're sounding better.
Yeah, but I know, but I got no stamina because when you get laid up, the first thing to go is your stamina.
How are you feel? Like, I know you don't. You're kind of sick of talking about it, but for people listening, how are you? Like, where are you at with your health? How are you feeling? What's your...
My lower back is... I'm going for what they call an epidural this soon. Because what's happening, what they've discovered, the neck has been fixed, but below the neck, there's two vertebrae when that bike hit me. They're disintegrated. There's nothing left of them. So they're going to put a small rod in the one he wants.
Hold on a second.
No, it's not
here.
The big one. No. It's small. It's very, very small. It's not the whole rods that go from his
because
neck
this
to
this
his...
Guy
is... So what, are they fusing discs?
I don't know what the fuck
I don't know the technical
but
term.
But all I know is right now I'm in a lot of pain. I'm in a lot of discomfort.
And you have to have another surgery, you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So this will be surgery number 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have we had a second
opinion?
I said to the doctor yesterday, I said, you know what I've heard, which I have, people who have discs replaced and worked on, they become the strongest things in the body, and it goes down.
It's like a domino effect.
That's exactly what the doctor said. And he said, look, we don't know. We don't know if it's going to work. If it's not, we're going to get a second and a third opinion.
Mm.
And he's doing that now because he's got, you know,
because what's happening now, where in my back here,
mm-hmm.
the two discs are coming away, and the muscles on my shoulders have separated from my skeleton. And that's why I lean forward because it's all, the gravity's holding my, bringing my head forward.
Mm.
So it'll straighten me down. But then I was thinking, and he was telling me I've walked like that all my life.
Yeah, you've always kind of been you've always led with your head kind
no,
of thing.
No, but Ozzy said to me the other day, I said to him, why did you always walk like that? And Daddy said, I thought it was cool when I was a kid. And so cute.
Can you please explain Prize Picks to me?
All right. First and foremost, Prize Picks is one of our sponsors here at the Osbournes podcast. Besides being one of the largest independently owned daily fantasy sports platforms,
mm-hmm.
it's an awesome way to win money. So the way it works is it takes about 60 seconds to get an account on the app. You pick your favorite players from your favorite teams. Essentially, what you do is you choose with the knowledge you have given on the stats of the player on who you think is going to perform the best, and you can win money. And it's not against any other people. It's against the system itself. So
I like that.
It's really quick. It's really easy. But just since getting on the platform, it's kind of fun. It's like super easy. And I'm excited because the NFL season is just starting. All my friends, all they do all now until, you know, middle of January, all they do is talk about football. And I just kind of sit in the corner and I'm kind of using it as a way to educate myself and get money.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, Cal, how do our listeners get involved?
You go to prizepicks.com/Osbournes and use the promo code Osbournes, where you'll get a first deposit match for up to $100.
Support the podcast. Go to prizepicks.com/Osbournes.
Daily fantasy sports made easy.
So now, as far as the where you're at with the Parkinson's, are you feel like
you know something? I never think about it. Mm. I don't go, oh, I've got Parkinson's, because it's so mild. I mean, it's ridiculous. If I don't take the medication, I tremor a little bit in the morning. But I don't feel, okay. I mean, as long as I take the medication, I'm fine.
So you feel like, and I guess for people listening, it's more the spine injury that's been hindering you versus the Parkinson's.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean,
because I think that's getting a lost in translation a little bit from like the stuff that's spoken.
But the bad thing about Parkinson's is when something goes wrong without the Parkinson's, like, oh, well, you got Parkinson's. I mean, it's like,
yeah, it's nothing related to the Parkinson's, what Ozzy has.
No, but what I'm saying is, when the doctor did the first second surgery, who fucked me up. When I say, they go, well, you got Parkinson's, you know, it's get out clause, and doctors fuck up. Yeah. But this other doctor, he said to me the day, he says, because Natalia, my nurse, got me to go and see his other guy, who wanted to put like a fucking four-foot pole down my neck.
Oh, he wanted to fuse the whole spine.
Yeah, this
doctor says, let me tell you something. He says, if you do have that, don't come here again.
My whole thing though with doctors is like, especially surgeons.
Anybody, but what I've learned, if any doctor or any surgeon says you need surgery, you have to go for a second and third opinion. Because I don't know what I was thinking when that guy did my neck up. I mean, I just thought he knew what he was doing.
Now, because I don't think the story has ever really been spoken about, what happened with the initial... Tell people what happened with the initial story.
Well, I went to the bathroom one night. The lights were out. It was pitch black. And I misjudged the bed and I missed it and I landed flat on my face. And I hit the ground so hard, and I just lay there.
Oh, I thought you hit your neck on the bedside table.
No. I went smack on the floor, face down.
But Daddy didn't put his hands out, so he had no hands out to break the fall. So
I knew I'd done some damage. I wasn't in pain, but the way I hit the ground was like a big flat. And I just said to Sharon, your mum, Sharon, she said, what are you doing down there? I said, do us a favour.
What are you doing?
Yes.
Are you checking the carpet?
So I was calling her and she said, are you joking? I said, I think I broke my fucking neck.
Hmm.
So I went to the doctor, hospital. It was like pandemonium there. And eventually I went to see this what was he called?
No, Daddy, we called the guy that was taking care at the time of Ozzy's Parkinson diagnosis. So we called him and we said, no, okay, let me back up here. The hospital, he went to Cedars-Sinai emergency room when we called the ambulance, and because that's the nearest hospital to where we live. So they took him into Cedars emergency room. It was a Friday night. It was absolutely packed.
It's like Vietnam. It was like
people waiting in the hallways on beds. You know how it gets. Yeah. And you can't walk down the hall because either side there are people waiting to be seen. I go in there like, you know, Dragon Mother, and I'm screaming at everyone saying, I have a charity with this hospital. Why aren't you seeing us right away?
You went full Karen.
Oh, full Karen. And then they're going, there are people who've been waiting for hours. And I'm like, yes, but I have a charity here. You have to take care of my husband.
Do you know who we are?
Really? Don't you know? And so after I abused about three of the staff, somebody finally came and put him in a room and they x-rayed him and they just said to us, look, he's got a lot of swelling. It's obviously going to be very painful tomorrow, but there's nothing wrong. They didn't do an MRI. They just did an x-ray. So they said, go home, take 2 Tylenol. You're going to be fine.
I won off the wrist and go to bed.
So... God. So anyway, he came home the next day, obviously, you know, bruising and whatever. Stop it, you two. So he was in agony and he couldn't move his arm.
Yeah, couldn't lift his arm up.
Couldn't lift his arm up. So I called the Parkinson doctor and said, I'm not going back to Cedars. Do you have anybody in your hospital? That hospital was called...
It was USC.
USC Keck Hospital. And because it's associated with USC Uni, it's meant to be a very good teaching hospital, this, that, the other. So we go to the Parkinson's doctor. He calls his mate from the spinal ward. He comes in dressed like a model for Prada, you know, stinking of cologne, big handkerchief that matches the tie, black Prada suit. And you go, this guy's got it. This guy, look how slick he is. And I was like, oh, he must be a brilliant surgeon. So he comes in very suave, gives us all the crap, puts Ozzy in ICU and says, I can't operate because there's too much swelling, but he needs this operation. They took MRIs and everything. He needs this operation. If he doesn't and he falls again, he will be a paraplegic. So they put him in ICU so as he couldn't get a cold. He couldn't get sick or pick up anything before the operation. He was in ICU for a week. And then they said, fine, we can now do the operation. I did think of getting him a second opinion because I was so in shock about them saying what could happen to him. And I listened to everything this man said, everything he said. And it was just like...
Well, you saw me, you got footage of me going in the surgery.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the most disturbing things to me, the footage of Dad going into surgery. He was dancing, he was listening to music, literally lifting both hands, headbanging, going into surgery. And then when he came out, has been unable to do what he was doing going into surgery after. Mm-hmm.
I know.
And I still can't do it.
No.
And the thing is, I keep going, Jesus, I've got to sue this guy. Do we? But then you cross to, do I want 3 years in court with this man?
He's just somebody who's got Parkinson.
Well, yeah, and that's always going to be their get out. Oh, it's because of the Parkinson's. And in my experience having MS, doctors literally only fucking read what a surgical, you know, publication will release. So they're lumping in every single person under the sun with Parkinson's, even though it's different with everyone, mm-hmm. just like MS. And they're going to say, oh, well, he only didn't recover because of, you know, the Parkinson's, and it's not
that's
that
what I was saying earlier on.
Yeah, but he was with the Parkinson's. He did a major show on New Year's Eve mm-hmm. and for 2 hours, and this happened February 2nd, so it's like...
30 days later.
After that, after Ozzy went into surgery, came out, was just... It was like... a nightmare, in hospital for 3 months, getting worse and worse and worse, comes out, he's got terrible atrophy, just in a terrible state. They had him on every medication you can think of. He was on like 46 pills a day. No. And then we cut everything down with the medication. We cut everything down, got him home, and it's just been a nightmare ever since.
And then COVID hit, and so there was no going to doctors for a while.
COVID hit, I thought... oh, that's okay because nobody can work and so I'll be all right with anybody thinking that it was a couple of years. That was 4 years ago and I'm still fucked up.
We've since had two operations that have tried to redo the damage that this first surgeon did because everybody's opinion was this first surgeon went in and did stuff to Ozzy that should never have been done. It was the wrong treatment for the
injury.
So he went very aggressive, very, very aggressive with Ozzy. And he just didn't need that. And he put in two plates with screws. And over since he had it done, the screws were coming loose and the bone around where the screws were disintegrating. And so, there was debris from the bones going under his spinal cord.
So why can't we sue this fuckstick?
I know. It's
what?
I know.
I mean, at the very least, write a letter to the board.
Yeah, I mean, like, this guy's fucking clicking his heels down to Prada and fucking, you know, dad's having to cancel tours. It's like, it's ridiculous.
Well, we can have him as the doctor that fucked Ozzy up.
Yeah.
What? What?
I said he'll be known as the doctor that fucked you up, took your career away.
I mean, he put it this way. They said if I didn't have the surgery and I had a fall, I got a good chance of being fucking paralyzed. But instead, this guy crippled me.
Yeah. It's fucked. Totally fucked. But then you've had a pretty fucking shit couple of years as well.
No, my 2 years have been great. I have been awakened to the world.
Meaning what?
I'm as woke as shit now, so don't fuck with me.
Kelly's like, oh God, please.
Just please shut up, mother. I won't shut up.
I'm not asking anyone to shut up. I'm just so fucking over talking about it.
I am. I totally am. But no, I'm doing really well.
Okay.
Everything's a learning experience and I'm doing really well. I've sorted out what I really want to do with my life.
What's that?
Just fucking be happy.
Oh.
For however long I've got. I just want to be happy, have a nice, calm life.
Mm.
I just want calmness and serenity in my life. Nothing else. I don't want to start thinking, oh, God, if I do this, I'll get this accolade. What is it? Whatever the fucking word.
Accolade.
Yes, and then I can do this, and then I can be Mother Teresa, and then I can do this.
I really don't think you could be Mother Teresa.
Maybe you could be like Mother Teresa's like friend.
No, I don't even think I could do that, Jack. But it's like it's not like I'm looking for a whole new career, like a new start on life, and I'm going to do this. Fuck, I'm 70 years of age. I'm happy. I've done everything I've always wanted to do. And now it's time for me and your dad.
To do what?
Wait for her to come home from the studio.
No.
All right, let's talk about Fume. All right, so the way that this works is that there's cores you put inside, you put them in, and it gives you different flavored air that you just breathe in.
I want to try it.
You want to try it?
Yeah.
Let's get some cores in here. Bring in the cores. Did you ever have any bad habits?
I've had so many bad habits. I've had every bad habit you could possibly have.
The amazing thing with Fume, it makes going cold turkey not just about sandwiches. It makes it so much easier because you can just breathe. It makes it so much more manageable. The fact that you can just breathe in air from the cores that you put in here. It's got a good weight to it. So for me personally, when I was breaking a bad habit, the thing that I struggled with the most was not having it in my hand. I would constantly reach for it. I would wake up in the night and like feel around my bed for the doomstick. And so now I don't have to.
Do you want to know why I think this is really cool?
Why?
Because it also helps, like, because I'm fidgety.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons for having a bad habit is always giving yourself something to do.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
it does have like a fidgety spinner vibe to it.
Listen.
No,
it's really satisfying.
Yeah, it's really satisfying. I'm into this. All right, Kelly, how do our listeners get a Fume.
So go to tryfume.com and purchase the Journey Pack. And if you use the code 666, you can get 10% off your order. Tryfume.com. That's tryfume.com.
But you guys are planning on moving back to England?
Listen, I'm planning. I'm going to try it. So is your dad. We've
been planning this for the last 4 fucking years.
But the thing is, this is what I've learned. You can't plan anything. You can plan, but, you know, the best laid plans. And the thing is, I just feel that I want to go home. I want to give your father a chance to live his life without being photographed going in and out of doctor's offices and headlines saying he's dying and he's got this long to live. I don't want that. Mm. I don't want that every week. I want him to have a life. Shut up. I want him to have some dignity, a life, and we can do what we want more in England than we can here.
Yeah. Fair enough. Dad's looking at me like,
Look at him.
And Kelly, you've had an exciting couple years.
I have.
Fill everyone in. Let them know what's been going on. The good, the bad, the ugly, and the newborn.
So 2 years ago, I had a, what would you call it?
An awakening.
I would call it a purging.
Yes, there you go. Purging. Where I found myself heavily addicted to drugs and alcohol again. And my parents gave me the best gift they've ever given me, and that was sending me away to treatment at this incredible treatment center in Austin, Texas.
Speak up.
He said speak up.
Okay. And so I went to Austin, Texas, and it changed my life. And it, for the first time, I had like a full psychiatric evaluation and learned all about the things that hold me back and the things that, like, it just painted a picture that allowed me to put things in the right place. And it was really incredible. And then I got out of treatment and moved in with my wonderful parents because...
It's been lovely, haven't you?
The honest to God truth is I wasn't ready to live on my own. And I think it made mom and dad, not to speak on your behalf, feel safer knowing that I was under their roof.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hats off to you for spending this long living here, because I was here for 2 weeks, 2 years ago, and was ready to jump out the window.
What are you talking about? I love living here.
It's honestly the only issue. It's all the dogs. That's the only issue for me.
Oh my God, it's my favorite thing about living here.
Fucking Pepsi at 5 a.m. going, beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep. She doesn't do that anymore.
Oh, I hate that dog.
She doesn't do that anymore.
Jack.
How can you hate her?
Because she gobbles shit like it's going out of fashion.
But they all do.
But then she has a cigarette.
It's only Lemmy and her.
Okay, too many.
Okay. But
why do dogs do that? I've often wondered why dogs love to do that.
Well, I mean, there's something wrong. People lick arseholes, so
yeah, but not every day.
Well, some people do.
Yeah, that's facts, Mom.
What?
It's facts.
Lick
it's a fact
arsehole.
Of life.
I don't know, fucking licked an arsehole.
Okay.
I guarantee you've licked Mum's arsehole.
Oh my God.
I guarantee have none.
We just got the title of this podcast. I guarantee you've licked Mum's arsehole. That's the name of this podcast. It's called Checking the 9 Volt.
Oh, I have not.
I guarantee you, of all people,
no,
have licked Mum's arsehole.
I'm taking these headphones off. I need to go to a happier place. I don't want to talk about
Look
this.
Look how silent Mom is, because Mom's like, he's licked my brown eyes.
I've licked his.
Can we stop talking about tossing salad, please? Oh, you guys.
All right, change the subject.
So besides being inquisitive about if Mom or Dad have licked each other's assholes, what's the last 2 years?
I'm not inquisitive. It's facts, Jack.
No, it's not facts.
All right, move on.
It's speculation. Okay. It's speculation.
Okay, anyway. So,
have you?
Oh, my God.
Licked Mom's asshole. No. I can guarantee you that I have not.
Do not answer that question. Do not ask that question.
Moving on. So,
we licked my asshole tonight.
Shut up.
I feel romantic.
So outside of going to rehab, I just had a baby. Darling. Oh my God, enough.
Shut up, Buzzy. Fuck.
This episode is brought to you by Blue Chew. It actually might be one of my new favorite companies, seeing as just about to get married. So let's talk about some sex. Blue Chew is a direct-to-consumer product. You go online, bluechew.com, you fill out a little application, and I got these awesome little packets in the mail. Now, let's talk about what's in these packets. All right, so Blue Chew has the same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis, but a fraction of the cost, and it's chewable. So you can get munching real quick. You don't have to deal with any of the embarrassment of going to fill a prescription for a Bonapill at the pharmacist and having them explain to you how it works. This comes right into the mail and it's on and popping in the bedroom. So if you're looking to keep your fall spicy and hot and, you know, topped off with a, you know, pumpkin spice latte and a Blue Chew, we've got a special offer to our listeners. You can get your first month free by going to bluechew.com, filling out the application at the end. Use the promo code 666. All you got to pay for is a $5 shipping fee. My soon-to-be wife is very pleased with this current sponsor. So I don't have four kids for no reason.
I had a baby and his name is Sid.
Okay.
And he's gorgeous. He's the best thing that has ever happened to me.
He's the best. He's lovely.
He's really like...
He's coming into his own now, isn't he, Carl?
Oh my God, he's so amazing.
He's like a little dude. He's just kind of like...
He's going to be a naughty little boy.
He's cool. He's very cool.
He is cool and he's funny. And it's weird to me how I look at him and he's what, like 18 weeks old. And he is just... He does things that are really funny and he loves his Nana. Like he goes and sees Nana every morning and every night before he goes to bed. And he just sits there and laughs and just
chuckling.
I do silly voices for him and he just loves it. And he's like very smiley with me.
And Mom talks about all the animals.
Tell him all about the animals in Noah's Ark.
Do you remember when we went to Noah's Ark?
Yes. Fuck, you know. That was, you took the, what happened to that photo, great photo?
Oh, I still have it. We used it. Were you in front of the cross on the door? Mm. Yeah, we have that. We used it for some like promos or something. But
I have like fully embraced mum life.
Really?
Everything to do. I just love being a mum. I love other mums. I love talking about being a mum. It is everything to me.
I will say, I remember years and years ago, I was at a dinner once with Lewis, our half brother, and he was talking to a guy about just dad stuff the whole time. And he was talking about, you know, babies and kids. And I just remember sat there being like, oh, this is so fucking boring. But then when you have your own kid, it's kind of like all you want to talk about.
Yeah, it really is. And the love explosion that you feel when you have your own kid.
Yeah.
It's the most incredible feeling in the entire world. It made me cry. And I know I was hormonal for like the first month of his life. I couldn't look at him without just tearing up because I love him so much. And he's magic.
I can't wait to see him in his little shorts and cap and a little blazer at school.
Wait,
with his knobbly knees.
He's so gorgeous.
Shorts, cap, where's he going to school? In like...
In England.
I've chosen a school that, well, we have talked about a school and if it work, if when we go and see it, I like it.
Where is it?
It's here and it's in London.
I'm in New York. And
what
so,
is it? Switzerland. Is it the French school?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Such twats come out of that school.
Oh, Jack. No, it brings me to the Ricky Gervais story of the kids he used to see in Hampstead going to school.
Hampstead cunts.
And Hampstead cunts. He'd go, they're all little cunts, these rich kids. And they all come. And then they say they've got mental problems and all they are is addicted to heroin, those little cunts.
Wow, the French school, huh? I thought you were going to send him to school with my girls. Oh, okay, doing the fancy school.
What have you been up to, Jack?
What have I been up to? Oh man, these last 5 years have been kind of a lot. You know, obviously, been doing a lot of ghost shows, a lot of that.
It's been that long since we did that show together.
Yeah, it's been 5 years since we did the podcast, and it's been 5 years since you and I did our show together.
I just can't believe how quickly it's gone. Honestly, I'm shocked.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
And I know, you know,
So the last few years, I've been doing a lot of ghost shows. Got engaged to Aerie. Had a another baby with Aerie. So we've got Pearl, Andy, Minnie. And Maple. Let's see. And then just been...
It's been really good for Aerie. She's got someone to work for now, you know?
Yeah. I think having a baby is really... I mean, as you know, it's like when you have a baby, it like hyper-focuses you on like, this is now my priority. I have to like...
It changes everything.
Yeah, it really does.
It changes everything. But like Aerie and I... are very similar with our anxieties and fears. And
well, you're not just you and Harry. Every parent is.
But just the way our brain works, I should say. So it's been really awesome to be able to have this and share this experience with her because we both had babies at the same time.
Yeah. And I don't think that anxiety ever goes away. It just kind of transfers into other.
I was saying to Melinda this morning, I don't think I'll ever sleep again.
You kind of don't. It's funny, like I can sleep through, like, you know, if the TV's on, a bang or whatever, but if I hear one of the kids go meh, I'm like awake.
I sit there and I just wake up and then I check to see if he's still breathing.
She's good, Pearl. She'll go over there anyway. Remember when she took on that journey? She was great.
Yeah. Pearl's a trooper.
I love Pearl so much. Yeah. I love all of your kids.
They're great.
She's
really
10,
are.
Can you believe that?
11.
She's 11 in April.
Fuck you, no.
Yeah.
It's just... It's
5 years,
like,
she'll be 16.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to come up with my saying. The days drip by and the years fly by.
Yeah.
It's so true.
I know.
It's wild. But yeah, so I've just been... Then we're starting Osborne Media House, which is kind of the new venture for all of us. And
I think we ought to do Osborne News, like E! News.
Osborne News.
Do we
get to make up bullshit then? Just like
sure.
Just like every other news network.
We should have somebody that works for us with camera in the street. And we should have our representative go to premieres, get on the red carpet, ask loads of questions.
Become an accredited news agency.
Daniel would be really good at that. He's very good at
Daniel
the man
on the beat.
The man on the street kind of stuff.
It'd be like, what was that movie with Jake Gyllenhaal, how he was like the journalist, the video.
Oh, I know what movie you're talking about, but I can't remember what it's called.
Nightcrawler. It'd be like Nightcrawler. Just send Daniel out in a van to go, you know, capture news.
Yeah, why not?
But yeah, I mean, for me, it's like my hopes with this is like, I think there's been such a shift in media in the last 5 years. You know, we've all worked for the biggest networks ever.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is with that is like we've all worked for someone. And what you've had with your experience, and we've all had varying kind of stages of it with working for these big corporations, is they can just say, no, not today, we're firing you for no fucking reason. I mean, with what happened with you at CBS.
Yeah, and NBC.
And NBC, with what happened with you at E, you know.
I quit.
Yeah, but you quit under like really shitty, and you shouldn't have had to quit. Like that's the point. Like, yeah.
Well, I quit at NBC, but they were still.
And I just look at it and I'm like, why are we... Giving...
What was in NBC?
When I did America's Got Talent and I fell out with the guy that ran the network over Jack, and they were just awful people.
I got hired to do a show and then they fired me because I had an MS diagnosis and they said that I wasn't able-bodied, and which is kind of bullshit. Just because they like read, you know, they read what MS is and they were like, oh, well, you must be, you know.
A liability.
Yeah.
They called him a liability. And after they'd given him the gig, and I just said, well, let him host it then. He doesn't have to take part, because it was like an extreme action show.
Yeah.
And I said, he doesn't have to compete, because it was people competing with special forces.
Mm.
And I said, let him host the show then. They had a woman that had once hosted Dancing with the Stars hosting this show about military, special forces. And I'm like, surely Jack's better than, you know, somebody that's hosted a dancing show, because if you genuinely are interested in that.
Yeah.
And not that she wasn't interested. I'm sure she was very interested, but not as interested as you. No. But anyway, it all ended very badly because they fired Jack, and I just thought it was wrong.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm leaving. You can all, whatever, I'm out.
Yeah.
But the thing is, look, the bottom line is, if you've got an opinion and you don't play the game, if you don't play with these people well, then you're out. And the thing is, I totally understand. If someone was working for me and they were a pain in the ass, I'd fire them too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a pain in the ass. So
why are you a pain in the ass?
Because I say what I feel. And the thing is,
but darling, you know, it's TV. You can't go, well, I think he's a
I get it. I'm not complaining about it. I get it. I was just saying, if somebody did that to me that was working for me, I'd go home. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't play the game, everything is a game. It's just that game. It's the same for TV as it is movies. That whole world is, you either play the game or you're out.
Yeah. And that, but that's why with this, we now have our own game. And it's our own game we're playing. We're not playing mm-hmm. one else's. We're not having to, you know, represent.
Well, can we get people into us?
We can do that. We can do whatever we want. And that's the thing that I'm excited about this. And we don't work for anyone but ourselves, you know. And you can talk. We can say really whatever the fuck we want and not get, you know, obviously within reason. We're not going to go on like crazy, you know, tirades here. But I just think this is a great place for us after doing this for 20, you know, for at least us three, 22 years, and Dad for 50. It's like we don't work for anyone but ourselves now. And mm-hmm. I think that's the way it should be. And, you know, I'm excited to see what this leads to.
But we're doing it together as well.
Yeah, we're going to do it together. And then everyone's going to do their own individual thing.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to do yours with Billy Morrison, which will be great. You guys can riff on all sorts of, you know, stuff. You guys,
well, like, we do that thing for
Sirius XM, yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
But I don't know, we'll knock three or four shows off in about an hour.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing. So, you know, I
do think that we need our own van with a satellite on top that's on the streets, our roving reporter.
Stop swearing.
I'm open to discussion, but see, that's the great thing. We could, if we wanted that, we could do that.
Can I just throw something in the works? It's nothing to do, but what do you think's going to end with this gun thing in America?
Oh god.
Oh boy, that's a pivot. My opinion, as someone who owns a lot of guns, nothing will end it, because the real issue isn't necessarily, I mean, the access to the guns is certainly an issue because some people have access to guns that shouldn't, but the Constitution protects that right. But it's the fact that if you really wanted to stop people who are mentally unfit from having guns, you need to revamp HIPAA. HIPAA is what protects your medical information and stops it from being shared. So how can the federal government or any local law enforcement know that someone is truly mentally unwell and shouldn't own a firearm if they're not allowed to have access to any mental health records?
Okay, what about, we were talking about pedophiles earlier on.
Oh, for God's sake!
But what I'm saying is, if you're a known pedophile, you put on a thing.
Yeah.
So if
but if you
own a certain gun, you mm-hmm. should be on a list.
But that's a violation of the Constitution at that point. That's like, because then you could turn around to say, well, what's to say if you're a certain religion, you should be on a list? Or if you're a certain, you know.
Yeah, but it's getting that bad now. Yeah. It's like, I've been on a shooting.
I do think that parents should be prosecuted when you have an under 18-year-old with a gun.
Oh, they are.
They should be totally prosecuted, but not fined. They need to do jail time.
Yeah, but kids are very clever. They'll find out to get
But listen, there was a six-year-old that went to school and shot his teacher in the face. Now, whose fault is that? The mother.
Yeah, because they shouldn't have access to it.
The kid that shot the school up, his father bought him a gun because his birthday.
Yeah. No, it's listen.
He's coming of age, 18.
I am a firm, you know, I love the fact that we have, you know, I have access to owning firearms and I'm very safe with them and, you know, but.
But he only takes, where are that guy in Vegas and shut the fucking thing.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's mass shootings happen. They do, absolutely. And it's fucking horrible and it sucks.
Every other country that's had a shooting. The next fucking week, they've changed the law.
But what happens here when, you know, a true tyrannical person takes over? The Second Amendment has never been about having a gun to protect yourself from a home invader.
Isn't it about a militia?
It's the right to bear arms and to have a controlled militia. So the whole purpose of it was to hold the federal government accountable so a tyrannical dictator could never stay in office. Like when everyone was going nuts about Trump, oh, he's a dictator, evil man. Well, what happens when there is actually a genuinely evil man that does go, great, because you're talking about lists, dictators like putting people on lists and then they like getting rid of those people. Historically speaking, I mean, it's happening to this day in countries. I mean, look at Russia, for instance. You know, they're just rounding people up and sending them to the front. So,
or Iran.
Yeah, look at Iran, you look at, you know,
China.
I mean, all these, dictatorships they absolutely abuse citizens. We'll never see that here because of the Second Amendment, because if it gets to a place which it's truly crazy, there's going to be enough people to say, actually, government, no. In theory.
Mm. Are you happy you asked that question now?
Yeah.
Right.
Any other questions? Kel, what's your hopes for Osborne Media House and your podcast?
I mean, of course, everybody's hope is that it's successful. But what I like about it is that it gives me the opportunity to do what I want to do and talk about what I want to talk about, and just a platform where we can all be ourselves. Because, I mean, that's what I've been talking about recently with our team of people. They're like, what do you want to do? What do you want to be? I'm like, I just want to be myself.
Mm.
I'm like, why is that so hard for you to understand?
Yeah. And you're kind of you are a new self now. You're a mom, you know? It's like you're going through a kind of a shift.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Everything in my life has changed. Absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Mind you, he's the best thing that's ever happened to him.
It's the best, and I just look at his little face, and he's got the same shape eyes as me, and the same shape mouth, and I just want to
just smash him.
Smash him. Just smash him.
Get cute aggression. You know what? I did think would be a funny podcast episode here every now and then, if we had the kids interviewing Dad.
Yeah. I think Pearl would be great. Listen, after my birthday party where she got up and did 20 minutes.
I was thinking about that the other day. I thought, fuck, you know, I wouldn't do that now.
No. If someone said, go do some stand, I guess for reference for people, Mum had a 70th birthday party in October. And at the end of it, my daughter got up and did like five or 10 minutes of stand up. And like, she's never done it. She's like, I just want to go tell some jokes. And I was like, okay, like kind of trying to be like, are you sure you want this could go real bad?
That she'd written herself.
Yeah, she had material written, prepared.
Yeah. And then she asked for a volunteer from the audience to come up. And she's brilliant. I mean, fearless.
It takes someone to do that.
Yeah.
Can I go back to my baby now?
You can go back to your baby now. We're going to wrap this up.
And this is Ozzy saying goodbye for now.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. We'll see you guys soon. There's more podcasts coming. Just make sure you click like and subscribe below. You make sure you follow the podcast however you receive podcasts, whether it's Spotify, Pandora, the Apple podcast app, you know, all that fun stuff, because we're going to be coming out with weekly podcasts now from here on out, and then all of us, our own podcasts. So, yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll see you around. Kelly, last words.
Ta-ta for now.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.